Thank you to everyone. Welcome on the La Carlo Strategic Planning Working Group call on Tuesday, the 20th of November. On the Spanish channel, we have José Arce, Alberto Soto, Eric Huesca, Alejandro Pisanti, Silvia Erlein Leite. On the English channel, Dev Anantiluk Singh, Roosevelt King, Olivier Cresson-Leblanc. From staff, Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. And our interpreters are Veronica and David. Welcome. And if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify the speakers. And please do speak at a reasonable pace to allow for an accurate interpretation. Thank you. Over to you, Alejandro.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I thank for in advance for your services and for your patience. Please do not hesitate if you are experiencing a very fast speed or anything that is making your job difficult. As I was saying, the two main objectives in this meeting are to review the progress we have done, Div Anantiluk Singh and myself, in a first formulation of the matrix. This is one of the aims. And the second aim is to address the possible planning on the progress of this project to the following weeks and to preview its presentation and incorporation to the community. Do you all agree that these are our main topics to discuss, our substantive topics? José Arce speaking. This is Alberto Soto speaking, I'm sorry. I would like to say something. Alberto Soto for the record. Alejandro, I apologize about this, but since I could not be present in the previous meetings, I wanted to look for the mission and vision for this one, and I can't really find it. This is the first issue, so to be able to plan ahead. Alejandro speaking. That's correct. We haven't really formulated the mission and vision. And that's something we need to do. The progress we have had in the matrix is for just providing the magnitude of the effort in together with the whole community. We will also need to have the formulations of mission and vision, and I think it is appropriate to just accept your observation, and perhaps we should prepare what I would call a composition of the place, just a sort of a snapshot of the landscape as a whole, to be able to include the whole process in them. What Dev Anand and myself have done in the matrix, because this is something that took us a very long time, and we want to advance on the progress as well. Is there any other comment? I am hearing you. Alberto Soto speaking again. I understand completely what you're saying, Alejandro, and I also understand that the idea is that the mission will be to participate on creating the ICANN bylaws as Internet final users. If this is the objective, then maybe, it doesn't really matter if this is the mission or not, but if conceptually this is the mission, maybe we can go ahead on the terms of the matrix. That's all. Thank you. Any other comments? This is Alejandro speaking now. Is there any other comments you would like to make? Okay. If there are no comments, then I would ask Dev, if you agree, Dev Anantiluk Singh, if you could talk to us about what we are having on the matrix right now with what you have already provided us on the, with the link you have already provided us on the Adobe Connect Room. Silvia and Eric, you are connected by phone. How can we send these URLs to you? Do you have access to your email? This is Silvia speaking. I am connected with Skype, but I can't really access the Adobe Connect. So if you can send this by email, that would be nice. Now there's somebody else speaking. I think it's Eric. It would also be convenient if you can send it to me by email, because I have no access to a computer. Alejandro speaking now. That's why I was asking this, just to make it easy for you. I will do it right now. So this is an email for Eric and Silvia later. And Deb, could you please start with the presentation if you agree? Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Devanand Tilaksingh speaking. Okay, I posted a link to the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats for La Palo as part of the work to be done by this strategic planning working group. In terms of strengths, we have at-large structures in 15 countries in the Latin American Caribbean region. And in terms of the opportunities, I've stated that, well, the two key opportunities. One, that we have at-large representation in all 32 countries in the Latin American and Caribbean region. And the second opportunity is that end users from a diverse range of countries with respect to history, language, culture, population size, could bring unique perspectives into ICANN's activities. The weaknesses, I've listed several. One, the language barrier to participate in ALAC at-large working groups, which work in English. Two, the language barrier makes it difficult for at-large structures in Latin America, which speaks predominantly Spanish, and the Caribbean, which speaks predominantly English, to understand each other and thus collaborate together. Another weakness is politics. Groups in La Qualo compete for the positions of La Qualo representatives. So these groups can then mobilize ALSs to vote in elections, but not in ICANN policy development. Another weakness is that there are different perspectives on how La Qualo should be administered. One of the concepts that keeps coming up that causes, some disagreement is the concept of La Qualo is sovereign, for example. And also, one of the final weakness I listed was that individuals can only participate as observers and cannot be considered to be elected to be a representative. And the threats, I've identified two threats. One, dissolution of La Qualo, that ICANN or La Qualo can terminate the agreement by which we operate. And also, ALSs or individuals frustrated by the politics become disenfranchised with La Qualo and therefore stop participating in La Qualo. I think perhaps some more work needs to be done, but I think this is a good baseline to begin discussions or comments. That's it. Thank you.
Hello, this is someone who has not identified as speaking. This is Jose speaking. I can't hear anybody. I don't know if it is my problem or what. This is Alberto Soto. I was listening until Dev just finished speaking. Jose saying thank you, Alberto. Same for Cynthia Herling. This is Alejandro Cisante speaking. I was speaking, but I just forgot to unmute my telephone. If there are questions that you'd like to make or any comments you'd like to make, the other participants in this conference. And before that, I just wanted to verify whether Eric and Sylvia have access to the documents and if you have been able to look at it as Dev was just speaking. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Go ahead. Yes. I think everything you have done is very correct, and I think this stems from one of the items. That is, there is one weakness that stems from another one, where you refer to policies, groups in Lacrado compete for other representatives, and many times the ALSs are the only ones that appear on the vote. I think one of the weaknesses we have is that we don't really have a system that, perhaps not categorized, but we don't have a system that counts the involvement, the participation of the ALSs, so that at some point, I'm not saying that's the remedy, that it doesn't have so many participations, maybe it cannot vote. So we should have a system that's more balanced and that provides anybody who participates more importance. That's all. Sylvia Herling asking for the floor. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. In response to what Alberto is saying, well, this is a problem we have identified a long time ago, and it's a problem that is being addressed in the rules of procedure, that is, the extent or the degree of participation. There is a series of ideas that are being implemented, and I think this has been sent to the group that is working at the level of the five regions on this, but we do know that we will propose a system of what does it mean, or how can you actually classify participation of the ALSs? This is something that is being addressed. Thank you. Alejandro speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Is there any other comment you'd like to make on this cycle? Alberto Soto again. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I understand you're working on it, but still I would like this to be taken as a weakness, because if we do not solve anything, we will have a planning where an important issue will be missing. Thank you. Sylvia speaking. That's correct, Alberto. You're right. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I support what Alberto says, and I invite you to continue making comments if you wish to do so. If there are no comments, then I will allow myself to share with you a link where I have broadened this work a little bit, and I would like to refer to you to what I have done on it. Eric and Sylvia, I will send this to you by email so that we can all have the same information base. So just allow me a few seconds so I can have this conversation with all of you. Okay, I have just sent you a webpage link, and I will read a few aspects of it. In strength, I have added the level of intermediate expertise as an average for the community, and also on strength, at least 20% of the members should have parliamentary experience. In the weaknesses, I have included the following: diversity of language, that is making it difficult to collaborate. I also comment on an issue that Dev Anand mentioned, that is, individuals can also participate as observers. I don't think this is a weakness. And then, as a weakness, I added the lack of expertise below the average level. This has been commented by what Alberto and Silvia and Dev have just referred to, that is the fact that there is only participation on the vote, or some ELSs participate only on the vote and they do not participate in the development processes for the recommendations. The lack of experience or the parliamentary experience for some members, this is as a complement to the rest. And as a story of internal conflict that has not been solved, particularly represented on the process that is still open of the General Assembly and the complexity of the rules, and lack of in-depth knowledge of those rules. We cannot hear the hand very well. There's a lot of noise. And finally, on the weakness, the limited link of the ALSs with ICANN's issues and the leadership weaknesses that we have identified. I am mentioning this because I believe it is a problem that needs to be addressed with the objectivity that is necessary, that is quantifying it adequately. This opens perspectives to have a better mission of substantively intervening on ICANN's issues, and this is done by the representation of at large in all of the countries. External issues have to do with that the fact that the speech of Fadi Shahadi to add diverse geographic diversity and more participation and more effective participation, and a status for the recognition of ALAC that has increased, especially in the under the leadership of Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, and as a threat that is external factors preventing us from meeting our mission, the perception by third parties, La Carallo as an organization that is not sufficiently productive, it's problematic or looking for some benefit, and the need by ICANN to reduce budgets and require justifications for expenses that we may not provide in sufficient manner, and the growth of visibility, influence, and impact of the stakeholder, the non-commercial stakeholder group, and other groups that compete for the representation. The space for attention, participation in decisions, budget, and records in the ICANN's or presence in ICANN's government bodies. We have seen this very clearly in the Toronto meeting. You can see this in many of the forums in writing, and we have also seen in some aspects that are external to ICANN, the IGF in Baku. And the last one I mentioned here is questioning the legitimacy and effectiveness of La Carallo and its members. This is the end of my speech. I hope you had the chance to see the document, and I will put it for discussion. I am not married with any of these statements, and I believe these are all subject to quantification and to priorization. So I now listen to your comments. That's the end of my speech. This is Silvia Bigbanco from the staff. Alejandro, the staff you have posted does not really have the document you referred to. Could you please post it again? This is strange. It's here before me. I think you haven't written save. I will do that now. It says it's being edited by Jose and Silvia, so let me just find save. Or perhaps you could place the text on the chat room. Well, as it is a matrix, it's disadvantageous, so let me just see where the save button is. Could you please tell me where the save button is, because I can't really see it among all of the buttons here. It's on the right down. Okay, I've just seen it. Now, yes, it's ready.
This is Alejandro speaking. Please allow me some minutes. This is Jose Arce speaking. I am overwriting the document. So now I have finished. Perhaps you can save it now. I was hearing Jose's, this is Alejandro speaking. I wanted to ask Sylvia or any other people in the staff, can you see Alberto Soto because he has dropped and he's requesting the dial out? Oh, Alberto is now back. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I am already connected. This is Jose Arce speaking. Alberto Soto is already connected. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. So now we have the document. So sorry for this lack of coordination, but I was not able to upload the last version. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Is there any comment or question? Otherwise, I may ask Dave if he could just post this document on the common page or page that we share. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I have access problems right now. I cannot access the link. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Is there any comment? If you rather, we can leave this point to discuss later, so that you can have a better understanding of the point. This is Jose Arce speaking. So first of all, thank you very much, Alejandro, for your intervention. I will ask Dev if he can post this document. We know we have many witnesses, but I think we have to compete with the strength as well. So we need to complete the SWOT analysis and then provide this information to the group. We are sorry, but Jose Arce's audio is really faint and bad. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Could you please, Jose, repeat your comment, or Alejandro, if you could understand Jose's comment, could you please repeat it? This is Jose Arce speaking. Sylvia, can you hear me? This is Sylvia speaking. Could you please, Jose, repeat your comment because it was not well understood by the interpreters? This is Jose Arce speaking. Well, I just wanted to know the deadline to complete this metric. This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. Alejandro, can you hear us? Perhaps you should unmute your speakers. This is Alejandro speaking. Yes, you are right. I am not used to to unmuting this mic, so I'm a bit silly at this. I'm sorry for that. Jose, if Dave does agree, the purpose of this group is not solving the for the SWOT matrix, but just to provide an overview of the working group so as to be able to organize the activities. Our main goal is, at least at the very beginning in our first meeting, we just set an optimistic scenario and we propose some steps to approach this matrix. We also propose a calendar to achieve those steps. So these the activities of this working group, the idea would be to finish with the activities during the first week of December 2012, but this is not feasible unless we keep on working and in a very hard way. So the idea would be that Deb and I, as well as many other members of the working group, would be present in the were present in the IGF and the Toronto meeting, and we had some other activities, so we were kind of delayed. So we would be delivering the information in January. We also have to take into account our goals, and that is something which is good news, and this is the fact that we have the participation of Alberto Soto. He's participating and he's devoting much more time to the activities, and he has great knowledge of this. So this is a very positive aspect to this working group. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. I will try to comply with all of my duties. Thank you very much. I would like, this is Alejandro speaking, I would like to ask Eric Huesca and Silvia Helen later if they are connected by phone, because just to check if they're online, because I cannot see them on the list in the AC room. Eric, are you there? Silvia, are you still connected? This is Silvia Helen later. Yes, I am connected, but I do not have internet connection, so I'm sorry for that, but I am only on the phone, but I am listening to what you are saying. So let's go on. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. So we need to take into account the decisions to be made in terms of the matrix. Is there any other comment? If not, we can move on with the agenda and with a pre-analysis of the SWOT matrix between Dev and I, and then provide a proposal for the next call. So we need to foresee the type of efforts and discussion that will be required with Lagrallo as a whole. Do you all agree with this initiative? This is Alberto Soto speaking. May I speak? This is Alejandro. Yes, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, absolutely. I would just ask you if, since I was not able to, I were not able to do anything, and if I may, I would like to read all the information that you have so that I can participate and send my collaboration to the group. This is Alejandro speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Alberto, thank you very much. I would like to ask you something. According to your experience in this thing of strategic planning, what are the tools that you have? What tools do you have? Is there any tool that may allow us to carry out the our activities when we are working with Lagrallo as a whole? I think that when we work with Lagrallo as a whole, we will have to carry out this SWOT analysis, which shall give priority to the different components, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we need to analyze the correlation with the mission, and then we will settle down guidelines and actions to follow. If this is so, Alberto, do you have any tool, perhaps Excel spreadsheet or any other materials so that we can work and carry out this task? This is Alberto Soto speaking for the record. Yes, I have a very easy guide, and I can send it to you tomorrow. This is a very short and brief guide. And for example, when we have determined the strengths and weaknesses and the external and external factors, for example, in against the opportunities and threats, then we can assign the score from 1 to 10 and create a matrix, and then we will have the results. The other guide, this is a quick guide for strategic planning. So, for example, when working with it in strategic planning, if I understand the strengths, that would be a question. If I understand the strengths, do I need a better choice for opportunities? So this is a set of questions. But we need to implement these once we have more details and once we have defined all the SWOT details. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I do agree with you, and I was referring to that. We have some companies, or I know there are some companies using sophisticated tools. They have a great ability to record information and so on to perform this SWOT analysis. So I would like to ask Roosevelt Kim if he has such a tool, regardless of the language. I think it would be useful to have a similar tool in each of the languages. This is Alejandro Pisanza speaking. Perhaps Roosevelt is not listening to us. I cannot see him on the... Oh, yes, I do see him on the list.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is there any other comment? Otherwise, I would make a change or a modification in my proposal.
My proposal would be that
we take the document offered by Alberto. We will receive it by tomorrow, and we should. I suggest we should incorporate Alberto in the team so that Alberto, Dev, and I can formulate the following steps regarding the matrix. Do you all agree with this? Is there any other comment? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Roosevelt Kim seems to be willing to hold the floor.
Yeah.
Roosevelt, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I was wondering if about the opportunities. I'm not very familiar with Swadi, Chen Hadi, discourse towards geographical diversification, and discourse towards more and more effective participation. Where can I find that? Could somebody force me links to get them? Because they will have to
Roosevelt,
be
sorry
rather...
Roosevelt, sorry for interrupting you, but the interpreter tells us that your audio is almost inaudible. Is there any possibility that you may adjust your mic or your computer so that you can speak clearly? Perhaps
can
you
I speak
may
to,
write
can I try
your
to speak
answer
to,
on the AC room.
Can
you
I try to speak and on the AC room?
Your answer on the AC room.
Okay.
So this is Alejandro speaking. Roosevelt, could you please type your comment on the AC room? This is Alejandro Pisanti for the record. We are experiencing silences, but This is because we are just waiting for Roosevelt to type his comment on the AC room. In the meantime, is there anyone who would like to make a comment? I will translate. This is Alejandro speaking. I will translate what Roosevelt is typing. He says that the opportunities look quite slim. Deb, is there any comment since you were the drafter of the first SWOT document?
Well, this is Dave. Am I unmuted? Yes. Well, I do agree that the strengths and opportunities, as I said, look slim compared to the weaknesses and threats. Perhaps you could just spend a little more brain thinking about what additional strengths we can add and also the opportunities. I don't have any additional insight as to additional opportunities other than what's been presented so far right now. That's it.
Is Alberto Soto requesting the floor? Hello, this is Alberto Soto requesting the floor. Alejandro, go ahead, Alberto. This is Alberto speaking. I do agree. Sorry, but I was not able to see this. I think that we can determine some strengths and opportunities, some more strengths and opportunities, especially because we have been proposing many weaknesses. If we think about this confrontation I mentioned before, we can also see some opportunities that we may be able to take into account. This is Alejandro speaking. Thank you, Alberto. Thank you, Roosevelt. Thank you, Deb. I think that what we are seeing now is an initial proposal, but if any of you recognize any other opportunity or strengths, weakness or threat, you just can access the document and edit the document and then notify the group so that we can all be informed of the changes. Alejandro speaking. I see that Roosevelt is typing, so I'm just waiting for him to type his comment. In the meantime, I would like to know if there is any other comment. Roosevelt is asking, I will read in English, hiking objectives or goals, that is, well, we should incorporate them, as Alberto mentioned before, in our mission and vision, just to have them on a clear basis. Taking into account the time of this call and taking into account your time, I would like to propose this. Let's briefly talk about the planning of the project, what we have called the PMI, that is to say the project management of this project, and then we can get a conclusion. Dev, is there any comment that you would like to make in terms of the project management or project planning?
This is Dave. Perhaps we could probably do another look at updating the SWOT table again and then have an additional call, say in December, to look at, and then perhaps release it for comment. That is just one possibility. So that, well, we can think more about what has been presented today and adjust it in the next week or so. because I can't think of any new additions to add at this point. And so I would recommend, let's try to have another conference call, let's see, if not next week, then the following week after, and then see if we can finalize or add any more additions to the SWOT table before we continue on to any further steps. That's my suggestion.
Alejandro speaking. Is there any other comment? Alberto Soto and Jose would like to hold the floor. So, Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto speaking. I do agree with Dev. And I would also add that we need the not only the modifications on the wiki, but also the email contact so that we can get to the next call with a pretty defined plan. That's all. Alejandro speaking. Alberto, you have the floor. Could you hear me? This was Alberto Soto for the record. I said that I do agree with Dev. So this is Alejandro speaking. Alberto, we got your message. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to say or to second Alberto's comment. We need to arrange a next or a following call so that we can analyze the SWOT table. But as Alberto said, we should keep in touch by email. I say this because the conference calls for each working group are really important resources. And we need to use this tool to keep in touch and to avoid the repetition of certain issues. That's all. Alejandro speaking. Thank you very much, Jose. I have comments of Eric Huesca. He is telling me that he is listening the call, but he cannot speak, so I will also read some comments by Ruth Volkin. Thank you very much for typing your comments. He has two questions. One is, how are we defining opportunities and how are we influencing decisions for the region? So I would take these two questions by Roosevelt because I think they are very important and I think they are very related to the questions made by Alberto. I think that in this working group, in a first good approach, we have agreed on the SWOT analysis. That is to say, when the members of the working group say that they do not see any other factors of the different quadrants that we see, well, this means that we have exhausted most of the factors. Therefore, I think that we are now able to already to discuss the SWOT analysis with the Lacroix group as a whole. That is to say, once we have initiated the planning process for the whole community. At that time, we need to define in a better way our mission and vision on one hand, and then we should just to see the metrics, policies, objectives, goals, and so on that would be required. What we should do now is to use these metrics and the questions so as to determine the effort that will be required by the strategic planning. We need to create a working plan, allot the resources, and then propose this to the community in January. I think that we should need to find a technique like Delphi, because then we should need to define if we are carrying out this strategic planning in a face-to-face way. In that case, we would need to have or hold a meeting. And in this sense, our first opportunity, in case we might not be able to have another meeting, would be the ICANN meeting in Beijing. The second chance or option is to implement this by teleconferences and online activities synchronically and asynchronically and by email. And then we will need to decide whether we are going to require teleconferences, accommodation, materials or tools that will imply expenses, or if we are going to require any other type of resource in these type of processes, which is external facilitation. Always wishing to have someone who is not a member of the community and who have knowledge of the process. So for this, we will need to determine if that person would be a volunteer or if that person will be hired, and if accommodation or is required. So these are the first steps to be taken, or the first instruments for decision making that should be taken into account. Then we could post the SWOT matrix to the Lagrallo list in December. This is Dev comment. And I think before the December Lagrallo monthly call. Well, these items should be taken into account in the strategic planning. That is to say, we need to define the scope, the cost, and the different tools and resources, such as human resources, that will be required in the strategic planning process. And when I say quality, I would like to also include the metrics of these activities. For example, we need to measure the effectiveness of participation, the soundness of the results, how successful they are, and to measure the working plans in the future, as Alberto and Roosevelt mentioned before. This will need to involve the community, and we will need to incorporate new members, improve internal processes, the planification of rules, training, and so on. So there are many things to be taken into account, but first of all, we need to take into account our objectives, metrics, and so on. I don't know what you think about this. I open the floor for questions and comments. This is Alberto Soto speaking. May I speak? Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto speaking. I do agree with you, and so as to answer Roosevelt, taking into account the guide, or in the summary of the guide I will send to you, we have the definitions of all the aspects or terms of the matrix. You will have the definition of the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And these definitions will help us to complete the four quadrants. Thank you. Alejandro speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Is there any other member who would like to speak? Eric, this is Eric speaking. This is Eddie Weska speaking. This is a new environment for me, but I would like to say that I do agree with Alberto. I was listening to all the comments, and I think it is important that we focus on the opportunities, because we seem to be always looking at the threats and weaknesses, but I think we need to be optimistic and see strengths and opportunities as well. That's all. Thank you very much. This is Alejandro speaking. Thank you, Eric. So taking into account your view, there is a well-known technique. This is appreciative inquiry, and we can use this tool so as to take into account the strengths and opportunities and start working based on them. So we are just getting the top of the hour. The proposal would be that we have a team composed of Alejandro Pisanti, Alberto Soto, and Evan Antilaxin. We should be able to create a proposal so as to move forward in order to present a working plan. And once this plan is approved by the community, perhaps we might not be able to get this by December, but in January. After that, we may initiate the participation in order to have all the ideas clear. So we'll be consulting this with the group within 2 weeks. This is the time required to work. And if there is any other person who would like to volunteer, well, that person would be welcome, because we are a drafting team. And if there is any other willing to participate, well, we welcome you. This is Eric Huesca speaking. I think that the group is well in terms of the participants, because you have a good balance. So we wait for you to have or draft a document and to share it with us so that we can make contributions. This is Alejandro speaking. Thank you, Eric. Is there any other comment? So I repeat, thank you, Eric. Is there any other comment? Okay. So I think we can say we have come to an agreement due to the silence that Devan Antilaxin, Alberto Soto, and I will create a preparatory work team or a preliminary work document to be presented to the group for the next discussion, so that we can have the final document to be delivered or to be sent to the community. Well, if there is no other comment, we can now go to the last point or item on the agenda, that is any other business. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Particularly, I would like to ask you if, taking into account the Christmas and New Year's Eve and the holidays, is there any of you who would be on holidays during a week or more, so that we may be able to plan the different deadlines for this work? So I would like to particularly ask this to Alberto. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I have no problem at all. Okay, Devan Antilaxin, is there any problem?
There's no problem. This is Dave, sorry. No problem.
Jose Arce? This is Jose Arce speaking. No, I have no problem. I am available. Alejandro speaking. I was not able to hear you, Jose. Could you please type your answer on the AC room? Roosevelt, is there any problem, or is there any period in which you won't not be you will not be available to participate? Alejandro speaking. So Roosevelt and Jose have indicated that they have no problem. Eric Huesca. This is Eric speaking. I have no problem in participating. I am available. This is Alejandro speaking. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Sylvia? This is Sylvia. Can you hear me? I will be out of the office from the 23rd of December to the 1st of January. But if you send me emails, I will be reading them. This is Alejandra speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. In my case, from December the 23rd to January the 5th, I would rather not participate in calls, but of course I will be following the emails and working as well. Well, if there are no other business, we might now adjourn this call. But before doing that, is there any other business that you would like to discuss? This is Alejandro speaking. Well, I see no comment, so I now formally close this call with all the agreements proposed. Thank you very much for your participation for this positive call. It was a pleasure to work with you, and thank you very much for all your contributions. This is something positive, and with this we know that within a few weeks we will be able to deliver a proper document to the Lecralo community. So good night to you all. Thank you very much, and let's keep in touch by email. Thank you very much to the interpreters. Thank you very much to the staff. And I reiterate my thanks to Gisela Gruber, Silvia Vivanco, and our interpreters, David, and
one minute remaining.
The name of the other interpreters. So thank you very much for your work and for helping us so much.
Thank you, everyone. And again, thanks to the interpreters as well and to the staff.
Thank you very much to everyone on the English Channel. Thank you, Veronica and David. Wonderful. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening.
Thank you very much.